Good morning, children.
Good morning, teacher.
I'm Cole, your substitute teacher. Now then, today's lecture concerns hallucinogenic research.
How psychedelic.
Quiet, Soren.
You're hearing that right. You're hearing that correct. There's a bell. There's a very annoying bell that goes throughout this song. Let's take another listen. Here comes it. You know what kind of a bell that is, Doc? Yes.
School bell?
That's a school bell. And this is none other than the Dancing Panther Band kicking off top of the hour for Lost Discs tonight, right? With that old classic, Who's Fooling with the School Bell? That's it. That burning question. I feel like it should. I feel like it should end with a gunshot. You know, just like
just awful.
Kill the. You know.
No.
No, you know, like it's an alarm. You just it won't stop. The guy won't stop messing with it. So you just. I meant shoot the bell. Oh, never mind. Wow, this is how. This see, we can't even have fun anymore. This is what they've all done to us. Trying to relax on a Saturday night, and we got Joe Stacks on the line.
Good evening, everyone.
Yes, and a good evening it shall be, by decree of Dr. Doc Brown, who's over there on the extra mic.
The extra mic, yes.
The auxiliary.
The special extra mic.
Hmm. All right. So we've offended everyone, and Chesty is walking out. Man, it's a walkout.
I'm not walking out. I'm right here.
No, she's okay. All right. Well, I think that the situation tonight is we are going to just do a little. Set for the teachers, Doc. You know, it's been rough. And now there's all this hassle, and there's all this crap, and there's all these kids falling through the cracks. Right? As far as we could tell. So, what do you do at times like these when we're super stressed? What do we normally do? Well, one of the things we do around here, Lost Discs, we do enjoy a libation from time to time. That is true. But also at a time like this, Chesty, we will turn to our Canadian friends up north. You know, for a little bit of for a little bit of obscurity action, folks. Out of 1972, it is April Wine tonight, exclusively on Lost Pit.
Seen your name in the paper. We've heard your voice on TV. You seem to have all the answers. Something we'd like to know.
You look like a smart little fellow. I bet you were smart in school.
No, I ain't.
You ain't smart in school?
No, I ain't.
I bet you try hard, though, don't you?
No, I don't.
Well, you're going to try hard after you go back after the vacation, though, ain't you?
No, I ain't. I ain't never going to try hard because I hate school. And there ain't nothing you can do about it.
Lost this radio.
You punks think you can get away with anything, don't you?
Dr. Doc Brown, Chesty, and Joe Stax.
We've been trying to teach white folks all our lives.
Listen to me, children. Take some good advice. I'm gonna tell you something. Now don't make me say it twice. You can put away your lessons. Throw away your books. Cause I'm gonna tell you what cooks. Venus was a woman. She had a lot of charm. But she got so much hug. Smartest ever seen.
there she goes, right? Whoever that is. It's the Colonists, right? According to the record label, it looks some kind of an indie thing that maybe we can get some info and some light on this with Joe Stacks here in just a minute. I don't know, but you don't learn that in school by the Colonists, right off the Colonist label. See, okay, so now before that, it was Rock Pile. Yes, Cosmic Debris and the Area 51 chat was all over that.
Wow.
Teacher, from Rock Pile, there, Doc, by the way, from circa 1980.
Yeah, is that from concerts, the same band that did the concerts for the people of Kampuchea?
Oh, yeah, they were on the Kampuchea.
They were on the Kampuchea.
Concert LP, right, Joe?
That's right, they did... Crawling, I think they did Crawling from the Wreckage.
Crawling from the Wreckage.
Brought out Robert Plant to do a Little Sister.
Yep.
Oh yeah.
That was rocking.
I got that as one of my buy 12 albums for a penny thing from Columbia House.
Sure. Sure.
Everybody did that.
Before that, we did kick off the set with April Wine. Okay, with Teacher, which turns out that was the B side of their first single in 1972. Right, on the Big Tree label. And yes, they're a Canadian group. And yes, we heard in from Jason in Halifax, who said he's digging the April Wine. You see, I told you, when you need to just be cool and relax, you call on your Canadian friends. They have the best taste in music, Doc.
Hey.
And by the way, he also, Joe... Jason in Halifax also chimes in on the email here saying he remembers the Plastics from SCTV. And he said,
my gosh.
And he adds the little trivia that was filmed in Edmonton.
Oh, God.
Right, where he was.
That's even weirder.
Yes.
So I think that was SCTV that was shot in Edmonton. But it would have been great if they could have brought the Plastics in for that.
Right, very good. And anyway, that's from Jason and Shane, by the way, in Halifax. And speaking of the email, we better give it out because we have heard also in from, of course, Wayne and Diana in North Carolina, who are just digging it, per usual. And we're also heard in from Kevin Pre-Show, this guy Kevin, who promises to be ripping this action whenever it's available. See, but I don't really know his QTH on that. I always don't know. And so go ahead, Chesty, can you give him the old email address in case there's folks trying to dig that?
LostisRadio@yahoo.com.
Right. Now, Joe, before we really move it on, I do want to touch base on the Colonists. The only thing that I know is that I bought this 45 at Jerry's Records in Pittsburgh, circa 2004. And it seems to be an indie thing because it's the Colonists on the Colonist label, self-produced thing. So does this ring a bell in the Pittsburgh area, or what do you know?
You know what? It doesn't. I did try to look. I checked my first resource, which is that one volume on Pennsylvania Rock in the 60s, early 70s. No sign of them there.
Yeah.
Just trying to Google anything. I came up with, I just found on Discogs, a reference to them. It looks like, assuming they're the same Colonists, they may have actually been out of Virginia, because they did a single on another label, FUO Records.
Hey, watch it. What'd you call me?
Thank goodness we're on a delay tonight. You know?
Okay.
But they, where they covered the song Evil Ways.
Yeah.
And it says on the label when I was checking it out, Richmond, Virginia's all-girl band.
Okay.
These are the same all-girl band, then I guess they're from Richmond.
Yeah. Okay. And can you put sort of a year on this release?
We'd be looking probably around 68, 69.
Okay.
If Discogs isn't...
Yeah, well,
isn't lying to me.
All right, well, fair enough, Joe. All right, very good. I think that's some good sleuthing, and I think after all these years, I'm a little bit more satisfied about knowing the pedigree on that there record. And speaking of pedigree, folks, here it comes.
The Lost Discs Radio Show proudly presents Chesty's Chick Pick of the Week.
Ladies and gentlemen, the whole cause of this Well, cabaret is that wicked girl over there.
Well, I've got a record for you on the Chess label, and my feminist ways agree with Jackie Ross. I've got the skill.
And take this.
No, that'll bring me down.
Yeah. look, it's danger up ahead.
Yes, good, I'll ask directions. Whoa, big fellow. Whoa. Howdy, stranger.
Howdy do. How come that you're wearing a mask, going to a party?
No, the reason
I dearly love parties.
Lost This Radio.
There is no party.
At the party, you mean?
No, there is no...
Lost This.
Can you direct me to...
Lost This Radio.
That's the party.
I thought you said there weren't no...
Lost This
party.
There isn't...
Radio.
One scotch, one bourbon, one beer. One scotch, one bourbon, one beer. Please, Mr. Bartender, listen here. I ain't here for trouble and have no fear. One scotch, one bourbon, one beer. Don't want soda, no bubble gum. You got what I want, just serve me some. Since my baby's been gone, everything's lost. I'm on this kick and I can't get off. One scotch, one bourbon, one beer. One scotch, one bourbon, one beer. Please, Mr. Bartender, listen here. I ain't here for trouble, so have no fear. One scotch, one bourbon, one beer. My woman started me on this spree. I can't find her and she can't find me. She left this morning, said she wouldn't stay. She's been out all night and it's the break of day. One scotch, one bourbon, one beer. One scotch, one bourbon, one beer. Please, Mr. Bartender, listen here. I ain't here for trouble, so have no fear. One scotch, one bourbon, one beer. One more nip and make it strong. I got to find my baby. It takes all night long. One scotch, one.
And then Mrs. D. Belford say to me, will you have some more hash?
And you explained that, Major?
Well, really, there's nothing to explain, sir.
Lost his radio.
Would you like to get inside my brain?
I've thought about it.
I know what you're doing, and I'll save you the trouble. I saw you wink for the waiter to slip me a double. If you want some barroom swinger, I'm not the one. 'Cause I don't think a girl's got a drink to have fun. Mama said when I went out in the world, drinking ain't the thing for a sweet young girl. I didn't listen then, but now another round, just order one. 'Cause I don't think a girl's got a drink to have fun. Don't bother bringing a bottle when you call. 'Cause I like my kisses straight, or not at all. I wanna be sure I remember everyone. And I don't think a girl's got a drink to have fun. Mama said when I went out in the world, drinking ain't the thing. A girl's got a drink to have fun. No, I don't think a girl's got a drink to have fun.
Well, there's Wanda. Wanda Jackson on the Capitol label right there, and non-charting. Well, might have hit on the country western charts, but I'm pretty sure that was a B-side for Wanda Jackson.
Girls don't need to drink to have fun, but it helps. It helps.
Well, with no chest. Okay, and then it was Bo Diddley. Man, speaking of B-sides, Bo Diddley right in there on the Checker label. Man, you could hear the scratchy copy, Doc.
That was a real original.
Well, B-side of Say Man, right, which was a hit for him. That was The Clock Strikes 12. Nice, cool instrumental from Bo Diddley, and clearly doing some sort of bowed action there, right? Like a violin bow on the guitar type situation. You dig what I'm saying?
Like Kashmir?
Like, look, well, what do you think
well,
Jimmy...
Well, that's why they call Bo the originator. You know, that's where Jimmy Page picked it up.
That's okay. What I'm saying. Where do you think Jimmy Page cut his chops and got his ideas there, Doc? Where you been? I grew up on Buddy Holly doing Not Fade Away. For you, it was The Dead. You see, that's where we're different, you and me.
So wait a minute. Bo uses the bow?
Bo used the bow. Yes, very good, Doc. Jeez. Oh, if only I had a sound effect ready.
Is his name Bo Diddley, spelled B-O-W?
I'm putting up your reverb, Doc. Go ahead. Keep wising off. I'm just going to crank the reverb until you are ready to shut up.
Bo Diddley. B-O-W.
Wow, the reverb works.
Would that be like a diddly bow?
That's what he played. He played the diddly bow.
With a diddly.
Oh, my gravy. Okay, and I'm going to move along with the show now. Before that, you see, boy, I could use a scotch, a bourbon, and a beer by now. That was Amos Milburn in there with that classic, Doc. See, once again, you would have given credit to that kind of idea to, you know, George Thorogood.
Yeah, or George Thorogard, as my mom used to call him.
Yeah, oh, wow. I thought I saw your dear old mother selling lingerie at Macy's.
What concert are you going to? George Thorogard?
Must be thinking of some other mother.
Oh, the other mother.
Come on, don't leave me hanging here, guys.
Come on.
What are you talking about?
I have a big orange.
And it was, and by the way, that's on the repeat label, Amos Milburn, out of South Carolina. The label's out of South Carolina. I don't know anything about Amos Milburn, but let's just say he's from down south. And before that, it was The Litter. Man, the intense, paranoid psych sounds now of The Litter with covering Bo Diddley with I'm a Man. Oh, my God. Like, how much coffee were these guys on? And among other wonderful things, like Sucrettes, perhaps, when they were done yelling that song. And before, we kicked off the set with Chesty's Chick Pick. It was Jackie Ross, I've Got the Skill, right off the Chess record label. And by the way, that's a record that peaked at number 89. That was her follow-up to her hit, whatever it was. She had like three charting singles and a bubbling under, right? That was her second record, 1964 on that from Jackie Ross. And I don't know, Joe, anything we might want to say about The Litter real quick?
Well, just it's a shame they didn't break bigger. I mean, they were a powerhouse psych band out of Minneapolis in the later 60s.
Yes.
Put out a couple albums on local regional labels like Warwick and Hexagon. I mean, in addition to like that Dynamite cover of I'm a Man, they had some great originals like Action Woman, which I think has turned up on probably some on Nuggets or Boulders or Rubble. Some of those that gets comped a lot. And you know, it's just a shame they missed moving into the big leagues.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I
was surprised to find out they had three LPs. Like, you know, I figured that was a handful of singles for these guys and whatever, but we're going to be moving it on, man. There's no email action for folks, and just in case they wanted to be in with us, go ahead, Doc, give it to them just in case.
Sure, that would be lostdiscsradio@yahoo.com. Discs with a C.
Spell the word discs with a C, like we've been telling you since 2001, Doc.
Mm-hmm.
So go ahead. Now, Doc, stay near the mic there because I'm going to kick off the last set here. We're actually going into our last set, believe it or not. It's going to be a long set.
Ooh.
Kicking off with a record that you recently became aware of, and turns out we had a copy of it.
Yeah, unbelievably. Yeah.
This really tickled you. Tell them about it.
I don't know. Every once in a while, you're listening in the car and you're driving around. You hear something on Sirius Radio that you're like, wow, this is even more like not mainstream than the regular oldie station that you're expecting. And I was like, instantly had to do a little voice memo and say, hey, this is something we got to do on Lost Discs. We got to check it out.
So what is this mysterious title?
Well, it's about 007. But then it took us a while to figure out what it was because we were using numbers and not spelling the words out. These tricksters, the detergents that they are, they spelled out the name of the title of the song instead of writing it number wise. It took us a while to figure out that we actually had a copy.
All right, let's get into the creepy 007 action tonight on Lost Discs.
Hey Tommy, what's the matter? You look down.
Man, I'm most disturbed.
Why?
It's my girl.
What do you mean?
She's involved with another guy.
Another guy?
An international personality.
Wow! My baby went and fell in love with 007. He's the only one she's thinking of. 007. She go downtown to the picture show. She waits in line for an hour.
she can't sit in the very first row. Eating popcorn, smelling a perfume, looking at him making out up there.
Remember how she used to dress?
Yeah.
Sloppy sweaters, shades, boots.
Uh-huh.
Not anymore.
Not anymore? How does she dress now?
You really want to know?
Yeah.
Wait till the end of this bar and I'll tell you.
Okay.
My baby dresses up each night for 007. Wearing dresses that are much too tight for 007. Every night, what does she do? She makes up for an hour or two. She combs her hair, then she teases it just so she can go and sit in the first row of the movie, eating popcorn, smelling a perfume, looking at him, making out up there. Ba-ba. She's thinking of the 007. Someday soon, wait and see, she'll come back to me. He's gonna fade from her memory, and things are gonna be like they used to be. I know it. We'll be together, back in the balcony, me and my baby, eating the popcorn.
That's right, Tommy. She'll get over it.
Hey, but did you see that girl in his last picture?
You mean the pilot?
Yeah,
what was her name?
I don't know.
Just had a flashback.
Please.
Jimmy Knight.
Oh, come on.
Wow, 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 wow,
wow, wow, wow, wow, wow, wow.
Laboratory tests indicate he was given lysergic acid dithiolamide. Does that mean anything to you? No? I think it does.
La liberté, ça n'a pas de prix, mais je...
eh bien ce sera elle ou moi. Léda, 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 léda. C'est vrai que j'ai peur, mais je m'en vais.
The son of a blank, a blank, a blankety blank, 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 and the son of a blank, a blank, blank.
Look at your playlist. Female solos, black vocal groups, a little touch of rock. And some of you have jazz, love songs, or oldie shows too. Oldie shows.
Lost Disc Radio.
Come on in and join the fun.
Oldie shows too.
Tell you a story.
To think a thing like this could almost happen to your daughter.
Of it all. Yeah, I'm the cause of it all.
there go a bunch of guys who are obsessed with Howlin' Wolf. Right?
Who wouldn't be?
If you could, well, if you can believe the out of sight sounds of Smokestack Lightning tonight on the off the Bell record label. Yes, we have the LP.
Smokestack Lightning. That doesn't even make sense.
Well, that's a Howlin' Wolf song. Smokestack Lightning.
Oh, I thought it was a Grateful Dead song.
I was thinking of Smokestack Lightning Hopkins.
yeah. So
that'd be a great Wheel of Fortune clue.
Look, man, I can't do the show with you with you squares, man.
Right, before and after.
Before and after.
Yeah.
All right. So before
Lost Disc Radio Edition Wheel of Fortune. We got to do that tonight.
All right. So before that, at any rate, it was the Inmates. Yeah, man, the Inmates with Dirty Water. Yeah, they're covering the Standells, you know. But that was a charting record, man. Peaked at number 51 on the Billboard Hot 100 in 1980. In spite of the fact that they were a British group, naturally. Yeah, man. Well, before that, it was Lynn County. Yeah, man, Lynn County with Monkey Man. Monkey Man. Oh, we're going to have to just send that out to the bowling league. I Ain't No Monkey Man from Lynn County off the Phillips label. Yes, we have the LP. All right, man. Look, before that, it was Fougain and the Big Bazaar. Fougain. Well, that's how I say it. Fougain. Michel Fougain and the Big Bazaar on the Columbia Records label with Leda, Leda, oh my God, en français. And, you know, we do play a lot of French-Canadian groups on Lost Discs, but I'm thinking that's a straight-up French connection. Joe, what do you know?
Yes, sir. Originally, starting all the way back in the late 60s, Fougain and the Big Bazaar. Also, I went solo. Still out there. Still kicking around at age 78. So, yeah, 100% Francais.
Yes, sir. Well, all right, and let's see. I mean, let's just see, right? But it was the shortest song in the world. Doc, you caught that, right?
I did. That was great.
Right? Shortest song in the world from Kenny Price. Yes, on the RCA label. Yes, it was a B-side. And we kicked off the set with the Detergents. That was Doc's pick of the week, man. Featuring Ron Dante of the Archies.
Yeah, right.
Vocals, right? Right. And, of course, that also charted number 89 in 1965.
Right. Detergents, Dirty Water. What's next?
I'll tell you.
Kitchen sink.
Well, Chesty's got her pulse on the situation here tonight. And look, folks, it's true. You got to get over to rockandradio.com.
I'll bet there's a band called The Stains out there somewhere.
Yeah.
Actually, there was a Pennsylvania group called The Stains, wasn't there, Joe?
There you go.
Do they end with a Z?
No. I don't believe they did. Listen.
Let's do a dirty show theme next time.
Dirty records. Yeah.
I got to give a shout out to the boss man, Randy Timmons, with the RLT Archives Music Magazine over at rockandradio.com. And the stepfather of soul, Jason Stone. Yeah. And his brother from another brother, Bri-Fi Phillips, with the electrophonic sound thereof. Yeah. Hey, and the Deep Album Tracks with Mark Brainerd and Scott Lowe is back on Rock and Radio. Folks, also get over to our website. It is lostdiscsradio.com. Night, Doc.
Good night.
Night, Joe.
Good night.
Good night, Doc.
Night.
Night, Joe.
Good night.
Night, Jesse.
Good night.
Whitley Steve.
By the time I'd finished, I'm sure he either thought I'd cracked up for good or had been smoking the wrong kind of cigarettes.